morning, brother and sister and friend.
各位弟兄姐妹朋友们早。
Peace be with you.
平安与你们同在。
I think many of you know.
我想你们大家很多人都知道。
That when God called me to pastor the church,
当神呼召我来做教会的牧者的时候
I've always felt very, very strongly that the ministry that God has given me is the teaching and the preaching of His Word.
我非常强烈的感受到神要我做的就是带领还有教导教会。
I mean, ever since I known the Lord, I loved His Word.
自从我认识神以后，我就很爱这份工作。
不是，自从我得救之后，我就是很渴慕神的话语。Right? I thirst after God's word. I want to learn more about God's word.
我渴望神的话语，我想要更认识神的话语。
I know the power of God's word in my life.
我知道神的话语在我生命中有的力量。
And I see the power of God's word in other Christians' lives.
我也看到神的话语的力量在别的信徒身上。
And so, when God called me into pastoral ministry,
所以当神呼召我来做这个牧者的这个事工的时候
，I know clearly in response to Him, I have the desire like Ezra.
我知道我对他的回应有像是
以斯拉
的一个
心愿 which is to study God's word,
也就是去学习神的话语
and then to obey God's word,
然后遵守神的话语
and then to be able to teach God's word to people,
然后能够教导神的话语为了别人教导神的话语
of course, along with the commitment to God's word and the teaching of God's word is this strong desire to care for people.
当然，这其中也包括了有一个很强烈的这个愿望，想要为大家着想。
To care for people, to tend to people who are hurt.
去关怀人，关怀那些受了伤的人。
To walk with people so that our lives can get into the center of the will of God and see His blessing multiply.In our lives.
与人们一起行走，所以我们能够看得到神在我们生命里的祝福一直成长。
I've never considered.
我从来没有考虑到
that part of my calling to be a pastor.
就是我被神呼召的这个这件事情
includes hospital ministry.
也包括了在医院里面的事工。
I used to hear people tell me,
我之前常听到别人跟我说
I don't like to be at the hospital.
我不喜欢在医院里面
I don't like to go in and visit people in the hospital.
我也不太喜欢去医院里面探望别人
And I never had those feelings.
但我从来没有这样感觉过
It's hospital is a hospital.
医院就是医院嘛
Just another place.
它只是另外一个场所
But this week,I felt like I don't want to be in the hospital.
但这个礼拜我感受到我不想要在医院里面。
I actually went to the hospital, different hospital, three times this week.
我去了医院三次，都是不同的医院。
The first time I went to visit Casey in the ICU.
第一次我是去急诊室探望了 Casey.
The second time I actually went to the hospital with Pastor Alex.
第二次我是跟我是与刘长老一起去了医院。
It's his routine blood work.
这是他正常的一个抽血的这个检验。
But it is also a weekly time that we've always treasured to fellowship with one another.
但也是我们每个礼拜所珍惜与彼此相处的这个时间。
And the building we walked into was the building that he went to get his operation 10 years ago.
所以我们走进去的建筑，也就是他十年前做手术的那个建筑物。
Is that the same house, same building also for this February? Yeah. So, So while he went to get his blood drawn, I was sitting in the same exact place that we prayed for him all day 10 years ago.
所以当他去验血、抽血验血的时候，我坐在十年前同样的地方，就是十年前为他祷告的同样的地方。
And then, again, that evening I went to visit Casey along with his parent, with her parents at the hospital.
所以那同一个晚上，我又与 Casey 的父母去探望了 Casey。
And then as I'm walking through the hallways of the hospital,
当我走在医院里面的走廊的时候
all of a sudden I am reminded of all the people I had to visit in the last 6 years in the hospital.
我突然回想到在六年以内我去过医院所探望的每个人。
I love our doctors and our medical workers.
我爱我们的医生还有医疗人员。
Because when people need to go to the hospitals, they need to be healed and they need to be fixed.
因为当人们在医院的时候，他们需要的是修复。
I think doctors, nurses, pharmacists, medical workers, they have a better purpose than I do when they go to the hospital.
我认为医院的人们或药剂师、护士，他们在医院里面比我在那边更有意义。
Because when I go to the hospital,
因为当我去医院时
when people call the pastor to the hospital,
当人们叫牧者、叫牧师去医院的时候
usually it's because the doctors can't do anything else.
通常都是因为医生没有办法再做什么了。
Trust me, I wish I could do something.
Sorry, what was that?
我说相信我，我也希望我去的时候，我可以帮他们做点什么 ，right? But I know that God calls me to go and be there with the family.
但我知道神是，呼召我去那边与他们家人同在。
Nobody ever taught me how to do hospital ministry.
从来没有人教过我怎么去医院做服事。
And I don't think you can take a class to learn how to visit the sick and comfort the family in the hospital.
我想外面也没有课教你怎么去安慰家人，给他们力量。
But when circumstances such as that occurs in our lives, there is a purpose that God has.
但当类似那样的事情发生的时候，神是有他自己的旨意的。
Especially this week, as I walk in the hallways of the hospital,
特别是这礼拜，当我走在医院的走廊上时。
I had to pause.
我需要停下来。
I had to physically pause.
我需要身体停下来。
Before I walk into the ICU.
我在进去急诊室之前，我需要先停下来。
Because I had no words.
因为我没有什么好说的。
I know I cannot heal.
我知道我没有办法修复别人。
I do not have the supernatural healing power.
我没有超自然医治的能力。
And I know I've prayed for people to rise up.
我祷告希望人们能够
And that's just generally not the way that God is working in our midst today.
我希望人们能够起来，但是这不是现在神所做事的方法。
So I said to the Lord,
所以我跟神说
I cannot go alone.
我自己可能没办法去。
I'm not the most compassionate, the most kind, the most comforting person in the world to be sent into the hospital rooms.
我有可能不是那最有
不是有可能，我肯定不是。
我肯定不是那个最有怜悯心。最温柔的人去医院做这个事情。
But Lord, these are people you love.
但主啊，这是你所爱的人。
And so if I were to go, I have to hear you.
所以当我听到你之后再去。
If I were to have any words to say, it would be because these are your words.
如果我有什么话好说，这一定是来自你那边的。
Because I am just your servant.
因为我只是你的仆人。
You know, we, as Christians,
作为基督徒呢，
One of our greatest gifts that God has given us is that we have a relationship with Him.
其中神给我们最好的一个礼物就是我们与他有这个连结，有关系。
It is not just a faint hope that when we die here, we can go to heaven one day.
它不是一个我们在这个世界上所有的一个假的一个希望，说我们死了以后可以上天堂。
His best gift for us is that today, as we live our life, that we have a relationship with Him.
他给我们最好的礼物是，当我们还活在这个世上的时候，我们与他有个亲密的关系。
That He is always with us.
他一直与我们同在。
That He is always speaking to us.
他时常与我们沟通。
And that we can always talk to Him.
我们也可以一直跟他有对话。
That the Lord Jesus is not only our Lord and Savior.
所以我们的主耶稣不是只是拯救我们的那位。
He is our friend.
他也是我们的朋友。
And he's our best friend.
他是我们最好的朋友。
That God is not just the creator of the whole universe.
神不是只是创造宇宙的那位。
He is not just some being that's most powerful seated on the throne above the entire universe.
他也不是坐在整个宇宙之上的那一位。
But that he is our loving father.
他不只是那一位，但他也是我们慈爱的天父。
That he is the one who is always setting his eyes upon us.
他也是那位眼睛不离开我们的那一位。
And he knows
我们的心。
And that when we are in pain, he is in pain.
当我们难过的时候，他也难过。
That when we are joyful, he rejoices.
当我们开心的时候，他也欢心。
That when we smile and we're living our best life, that he is satisfied.
当我们过得开心，我们在灿烂的笑的时候，他是非常满足的。
But when our lives are weighed down and we don't know how to proceed and move ahead, that it weighs his heart down as well.
但当我们的生命在一个低谷的时候，我们很沉重，不晓得该怎么做，他也是那样的感受。
As an idea, we like that.
就以一个说法是我们是喜欢这样
子，就作为一个概念，这个听起来很好，我们都要，是不是？ And so we read the Bible.
所以我们去阅读圣经。
We said that the Bible is the word of God.
我们知道圣经是神的话语。
And so we read it.
所以我们去阅读。
We read it, we read it, we read it, but then how many of us feel like, well, I'm not really hearing God?
所以我们一直重复的去阅读它，但是我们有多少人会觉得我并没有听到神呢？
I know the Bible says this and that, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to experience it.
我知道圣经教导我们要做这做那，但是我本身亲历没有办法体验它。
When we pray to God, we're taught to say, Dear Lord, or Dear Heavenly Father, or Dear Jesus, I'm talking to you.
当我们在与神祷告的时候，我们是说，亲爱的耶稣，亲爱的神，我现在在跟你讲话。
But how many of us, after such prayer, or even prayer over time, we ask ourselves, well, how come I never hear God talk to me back, talk back to me?
所以我们有多少人在做完那一类型的祷告之后，我们会想说，诶，为什么神没有跟我讲话呢？
Some people always feel like God is talking to them.
有些人也甚至认为神是常常在与他们有对话。
But then you also wonder, is that actually God's voice?Or is that the voice of people around me? Or is it just me talking to myself and I think it's God?
所以那你自己会不会去想说，这个声音是否真的从神那边而来，还是我周遭的声音？
I've heard other Christians describe saying when they need to make a decision in life, when they're going through things that God speaks to them and it comforts them.
我有听到别的信徒跟我说，当他们在人生要做一个重大的决定的时候，他们能够听到神与他们讲话。
That God is the relationship they have with God is as real as the relationship I have with a friend who I can see.
所以他们的与神的关系真实的程度是像说他跟周遭一个朋友一样的关系。
Brothers and sisters, the reason why we can't hear God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们听不到神的声音的原因是
，In most cases, it's because we don't know how to listen.
很多时候是因为我们不懂得怎么聆听。
It's not because God is silent.
不是说神是安静的。
It's not because God is withholding His words from us.
也不是说神对我们有所保留。
It is because we don't know how to tune our ears and tune our hearts to hearing His voice.
其实是因为我们不懂得怎么调整我们的心去聆听他的声音。
That's actually not unusual.
这不是不寻常的。
Actually, we all know how to ignore someone's voice.
我们其实大家都知道怎么样去把一些人的声音排在外面。
Like I'm kind of looking our, you know, youth there.
所以我在看我们的几位年轻人。
They don't have to work very hard to not listen to their parents.
当他们要来把他们父母的话排在外面的时候，是非常简单的。
I know they don't do it on purpose.
我知道他们不是故意的。
They're paying attention to their books and study, I'm sure.
他们一定重心注意力都放在书上，在好好读书。
Or their games or their music.
或者是音乐或游戏。
So they're not trying to ignore you. They just didn't hear.
所以他们不是刻意不听话，他们只是听不见。
Some people are very good at not listening to their wife or husband.
有些人也非常厉害的不去聆听他的另外一半。
Again, not on purpose.
不是故意的。
It just, I know you're talking, but I don't hear you.
我知道你在说话，但是我没有听进去。
Myself included.
我自己也会那样。
I think just even this last week, Cindy was asking me to tell the kids something.
所以就是这个过去这一个礼拜，Cindy 也告诉我要与小孩说些什么。
She says, "Oh, I'm busy right now. Can you go tell the kids to like collect their books and then check their homework because we have class coming up."
她说我现在有点忙，你可不可以去跟小孩说把他们的书那些收起来，因为我们等一下要上课了。
Very simple.
很简单的。
But I only heard.I only heard, "Can you go tell to the kids?"
非常简单，他说的。但是我只听到他说，你是否可以去跟孩子们讲
？Now, to be fair, I was actually trying to pay attention. I was really tired.
但是公平的来说，我那个时候其实蛮疲劳的。然后我是有好好在听。
So, with a lot of patience,
所以有很多的耐心。
I said to her,
我跟他说。
Can you make that simpler?
你可不可以讲得更简单一点?
Can you just like cut out all the middle noise and just tell me what I want, what I'm supposed to do?
你可不可以把中间的一些字都拿掉，让我更简单的了解要该做什么?
She was like, how can it be more simple than this?
Cindy 说，还有更简单的说法吗?
I said, don't tell me about if there's a class or what time, whatever. Just tell me what you want me to tell.
我跟 Cindy 说，你不要告诉我之后有课要上，只要告诉我该做什么。
So I was confused there already, and she said, just tell them to pack up their books and check their work.
所以我在那时有一点混乱，然后她又重复地说，只要把他们书收好，然后确定他们功课做好。
I use 100% of my attention to catch that message.
我去吸收她说的这句话，花了我100%的脑力。
And so, I know I'm not alone in doing this.
我知道不是只有我这样。
Right, sometimes we're focusing on something else, or we've trained to block out some noises in our life, and at times we block out the important voices.
有时候我们的注意力在某件事情上，然后自然而知的，有些外面的声音我们会，有些声音我们会把它排在外面，但有时候这些声音是非常重要的。
I mean, if we were to properly ask the question.As children, not just the youth, but all of us, right? As Christians, God tells us to honor our parents. As children, when parents speak, should we ignore them?
所以，我们自己要问自己说，当神告诉我们要尊敬，我们要听我们父母的话的时候 ，children.
Yeah, should children listen to their parents, right? Should we ignore them? And the answer, of course, I see you guys. No, you don't.Right.
那小孩是否也要好好聆听他们父母的话？
对，不管是小小孩或成人的孩子，父母说话的时候，我们都不能去好像是置之不理。But the reason is not because that is the law or that's the rule.
但原因并不是因为它是一个规定一个法律。
It's because they are important.
原因是因为他们是重要的。
If we were to ask properly, should a husband ignore the wife, and should the wife ignore the husband?
如果我们好好问说，夫妻之间是否应该彼此的不去聆听
？Right, if the wife is talking, do I not pay attention to her?
如果太太一直在说话，我是否要听她的呢
？Right, when the husband is talking on and on and on and on, you know that's a different story. But sometimes you have to ignore that. But most of the time, when your husband is talking.You would listen to him.
那大部分的时候，当然先生有时候讲很多话，但是有些的时候还是要好好听他说的。
It's not because it's the rule.
这不是一个规定。
It's not because God ordained you to pay attention.
也不是神就是指定说你一定要把你的注意力放在那上面。
It is because that person is about the most important person in your life.
原因其实你要聆听，是因为这个人对你来说是你生命中最重要的人。
Okay, so.Then let's ask a question.
那问题就在这。
Should we listen to God?
我们应不应该好好聆听神
When God speaks, do we ignore him or should we pay attention and listen to him?
当神说话的时候，我们要是否要好好聆听他，还是不去听他说的？
Of course, our answer would be yes, we will listen, and no, we should not ignore.
我们的答案当然很明了的是，我们是需要聆听，我们不能把他的话排除在外。
Not because it's a law or because it's the rule.
不是因为它是一个法律或是一个规定。
But because God is the most important being.Right in our lives.
因为神是在我们生命中最重要的那一位。
Yet,
但是
we have not learned to pay attention to God.
但是我们都还没有学会如何把我们注意力放在神身上。
We say God is important, but we're not paying attention to Him.
我们总会说神是很重要的，但是我们的注意力不放在他身上。
Just as we tell our spouse or even our children sometimes.You're important, but then we end up not listening to them.
就像我们与我们的配偶或我们小孩说，你是非常重要的，但是时常我们不会去聆听他们。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not know how to listen to God,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们不晓得如何聆听神，
if in our Christian walk and as we supposedly grow in our Christian life, we have not learned to hone our ears to God's voice.
所以在我们作为基督徒这个道路上面，如果我们还没有把我们的耳朵倾向于神的声音的话，
then in times of need,
那在需要的时刻，
then in times of crucial decisions,
那在需要做重要决定时刻，
we will not be able to hear God.
我们是听不见神的，
and the only person we can hear is ourselves.
我们唯一能听见的是我们自己，
and we know how wise we are.
我们也知道我们大家是不是真的那么聪明，
and we know how correct we are in making all those decisions.
我们也知道我们做的决定是什么样的。
And we lose out on one of the greatest gifts that God has given us.
我们就在那时失去了神赐给我们最好的礼物。
Which is His voice.
就是他的声音。
Which is His words.
他的话语。
And His leading and guidance in our lives.
还有他在我们生命中的带领。
The passage we're going to be looking at today is from the Old Testament.
今天要看的经文是在旧约里面。
We're going to look at 1 Kings chapter 19.
我们看的是列王记上第十九章。
And the passage is from verse 1 to the beginning of verse 19.
所以我们要看的经文是从第一节到十九节的开始。
This is a story about the prophet, one of the greatest prophet named Elijah.
这个是关于以利亚。我们这位先知的一个事件。
This man, he has no rival in the Bible.
在圣经里面，这个人是没有能够与他平起平坐的。
He is a man who is called the man of God.
他是属于神的男人。
Not only is he a prophet that he speaks on behalf of God.
他不只是一个能够代替神讲话的一个先知。
He is a man who can perform miracles that is.Unseen since the time of Moses.
他也是那一位唯一从 Moses 的时代能够再去做神迹的那位人。
就除了摩西之后，一直到了以利亚，才能够看见那么神奇、这么伟大的神迹呈现在一个人的身上。He not only performs miracles.
他不只是会去做这些神迹。
Because the Spirit of God is with him, he can perform superhuman tasks and feats.
因为神的灵与他同在，所以他能够做超人类的一些行为。
He is one of the two men recorded in the Bible who has not tasted death.
他是在圣经里面唯一记录的两个人，其中一个是不知道死亡是什么的。
Right, the first one is Enoch.
第一位
from Genesis.
第一位是伊
诺。
伊诺在创世纪里面。
And we know Elijah when his time on earth ends, God sent a fiery chariot to take him to heaven.
所以以利亚在这个世上的时间。到的时候，神派了一个马车来接他上天堂。
He is a servant of God.
他是一位神的仆人。
He is one who loves God.
他是位爱神的人。
He is one who has the power of the Spirit.
他也是那位有属灵的力量的那位人。
He is a man of faith.
他是有信心的男人。
He is one who spends his entire life serving and loving God.
他用了他一生来爱神，来服侍神。
But you know, in 1 Kings chapter 19,
但是在列王记上第十九章里面，
we see this man Elijah,
我们看到以利亚这位人
running away from a fight.
从一个斗争里面逃跑了。
Running away from an evil woman who is an idol worshiper.
他从一位坏的一个女人身旁逃走了。那这个女人她是一个偶像的拜者。
I'm reading from verses 1-3.
看第一章第一节到第三节。
Ahab, who was the king of Israel at the time, he told Jezebel, who is his wife, all that Elijah had done, and now he had killed, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, So make the gods do to me and more also, if I do not take your life, and I make your life as one of them, one of the lives that you killed.By this time tomorrow. Then he was afraid. So he arose and he ran for his life and he came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servants there.
所以第一节到第三节，亚哈把以利亚所行的一切和他用刀杀死众先知的一切事都告诉了耶洗别。耶洗别就差派一个使者去见以利亚说，明天这个时候，如果我不死你的性命，像那些人一样，愿神明惩罚我，并且加倍惩罚我。以利亚害怕，就起来逃命去了。他到了犹大的别示巴，就把自己的仆人留在那里。
In 1 Kings chapter 16,
在列王记上第十六章里，
it tells us that Ahab, as a king of Israel, he is the most evil king among all the kings of Israel.
在那里面他告诉我们，亚哈也就是以色列的国王，是所有以色列国王里面最邪恶的。
He could care less about Jehovah God.
他对耶和华是完全不在乎的。
He has a total disregard to God's law.
他对神所设的立法也都是完全不在乎的。
And he is a very, he has total disregard for human life.
他对人的生命也是毫无在乎。
He is a completely selfish, self-gratifying person who is on the throne as a king of a nation.
他是完完全全自私自满，然后坐在王位上的那个领导者。
He married a woman, not only someone who is not a Jew.
他的妻子不只是非犹太人，
but someone who is devoted and worship the foreign god Baal and Ashtoreth.
但他妻子也是一个去敬拜异神的去
邪神，
邪神去敬拜这个叫巴利的这个神。
And because he married her, he built temples for his wife and him to worship Baal and to worship Ashtoreth.
所以因为他娶了她，他就为了他的妻子去盖这些敬拜巴利神的这个殿。
The worship of Baal and Ashtoreth includes sacrifice of infant lives.
那要敬拜这些邪神，包括了要把小孩的生命夺走。
Includes having sexual orgies in the temple.
也要在殿里面有
行淫乱的事情。
淫乱的事情。
It's detestable.
是很卑鄙的。
And so if you remember in chapter 18,
所以如果在十八章里面你们记得的话，
Elijah knew not only King Ahab and Queen Jezebel were evil, the entire nation of Israel had turned their backs on God.
以利亚除了知道说这个亚哈国王还有他的太太耶洗别是非常邪恶的，他同时也知道了整个以色列都离神而去了。
So he prayed.
所以他祷告。
So he prayed that for 3 years rain would not come down on the land.
所以他的祷告是在三年里面希望不要有下雨这个事情发生。
And for 3 years no rain came down on Israel.
那真真实实的三年内在以色列面就没有落雨。
And so Ahab as a king, he hates Elijah.
所以亚哈这个国王他是非常憎恨以利亚的。
Now in chapter 18 we remember Elijah performed one of the greatest most amazing miracle.
那在第十八章我们也可以记得以利亚做了一件算是最伟大的其中一个最伟大的一个神迹。
Because he told Ahab, he said, gather all the 450 priests of Baal and the 400 priests of Ashtoreth, call them over.
因为他与亚哈说，你要把四百五十个巴利的这个先知，还有另外
祭司，然后四百个，呀，
还有四百个
亚瑟拉，
亚瑟拉的这个祭司要带过来。
And he said, call to your God, tell your God to send down fire.
他说，呼叫你们的神，叫他们把火送下来。
But no fire came.
但是没有火下来。
And Elijah built an altar.
以利亚也建了一个殿。
Then he killed the animal of sacrifice, put it on the altar.
他把需要祭拜的这个动物放在这个殿。
Then he poured water over it.
之后他把水倒了进去。
Not once, but twice.
不止一次，两次。
But three times.
甚至三次。
And then he calls to God.
然后他向神呼喊
Send down your fire.
神啊，让你的火下来吧。
And God's fire came down.
神就把火送下来了。
Consumed the animal.
把这个动物给带走。
烧焚烧了。
焚烧。
The rocks that were used for the altar turned into ash.
那做这个殿的这个石头也变得灰。
And all the water that was poured over evaporated instantly.
那所有倒进去的水也都在一瞬间就蒸发了。
That was Elijah.
这是以利亚。
A man of faith.
有信心的那位男人。
A man who is a servant of God.
这是神的仆人。
And upon seeing that, he told the Israelites, "See, Baal and Ashtoreth, they are idols and false gods. Their prophets are evil. Kill them all."
所以在那里，他就对他们说，巴利还有以斯。Sorry, 那是谁？
以色拉，
以色拉都是假的神，所以在当下他就要把这些祭司都杀了。
That's why Queen Jezebel is after his life now.
这也是为什么现在这个皇后耶洗别现在要取走他的生命。
Brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要问自己。
Oh, before the happening in verse 19,
在第十九节发生之前，
在十九章之前的发生事情就是 Elijah, after putting the false prophets to death, he called to God for rain to come down again.
当以利亚把这些坏的祭司杀了以后，他又向神呼喊，希望雨能够下来。
And as the rain was about to come down,
当这个雨要落下时
，Elijah said to King Ahab, "Rain's about to come. Get in your chariot and start going back home."
以利亚对这个亚哈国王说，雨要下来了，你要跳上你的马车回去。
A 25-mile travel.
25英里的一个距离。
Ahab on his chariot started going back to his palace.
亚哈在他的马车上已经开始回到他的
殿中。Sometimes later, when the rain actually started to come down,
那在一会儿之后，这个雨开始落下来。
Scripture tells us that Elijah tucked his cloak into his belt and he started running.
以利亚在经文上面我们看到他把他长袍插进他的裤子里面开始跑步。
And verse 46 of chapter 18 says, Then he ran faster than Ahab's chariot, and he got back home before he did.
在第十八章四十六节上面提到，那他用行跑的方式比这个亚哈国王在马车上面更快。
Such a man of faith.
这是一位有信心的男人。
Such a man who is dedicated to the word of God.
他对神的工是非常忠诚的。
Such a man who doesn't only perform miracles, but he himself have a superhuman ability.
他不只是能够去行奇迹，但他自己也有超人类的力量。
Why is it that when Jezebel wants to kill him, he started to become afraid and he started to run away?
但为什么当这个耶洗别这个皇后要杀他的时候，他却逃跑了呢？
He's fearful for his life.
他为他的生命感到恐惧。
From Jezreel, which is where he was at, to Beersheba is about 100 miles.
所以从他要去别士巴那里大概有100英里的距离。
It's from almost the northernmost part of Israel to the most southern part.
就有点像是从以色列的最北边到以色列的最南边。
Brothers and sisters, the first thing we want to see here, if I may present this to you, is that God speaks through our circumstances.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我希望能够与你们分享的是，神是利用我们的情况来与我们对话。
Yeah, 我们所遇到的环境，神与我们说话。God speaks through our circumstances.
神是用我们的情境来与我们说话。
What Elijah was faced with, brother and sister, that circumstance in which Jezebel is sending people to kill him, and his life is literally on the line. That is real.
所以以利亚所遇到的事情，也就是这个耶洗别派人要去夺走他的生命，这是非常真实的。
The fact that he just came from one of the most amazing miracle, his faith was probably at the greatest height, but now all of a sudden his life is being pursued. That is real.
所以在那之前，他才刚行了，可能是书里面记载最大的一个神迹，可是马上当他的生命有受到危险的时候，他就逃跑了，这也是非常真实的。
These are not things he chose to happen to him. These are things that happened to him.
这些事情发生不是因为他选择他们的到来，而是就发生在他身上了。
The Bible doesn't say God was talking to him, but through the circumstances, we know that God has a message for him.
所以圣经里面并没有跟我们说神在利用他的情境来跟他说话。
How do you go from a man who is full of faith to a man who suddenly sees his circumstances and become fearful and lost his faith?
所以你是如何从一个有这么多信心的一个人变成一个就是失去信心，然后对他生命有顾虑的一个人呢？
Because God is calling attention to Elijah.
因为神是要以利亚的注意力。
That moment by moment, you ought to depend on me.
他要他的注意力，然后提醒他，在你生命中的每一分钟，你都要依靠我。
That in all circumstances, especially in circumstances where adversity is at your doorstep.
在所有的情况里面，特别是有
艰苦和困难，
有困难的时刻，你要依靠我。
Yeah, that you need to look to me.
你要目光看着我。
You know, as amazing as chapter 18 was.
所以你知道，即便第十八章是那么的奇妙。
Elijah had the full faith and confidence that he can call down fire from God.
以利亚有完全的信心，他可以从神那边招呼这个火下来。
He has the faith that God can consume this no matter what, so he keeps piling up water and water upon water onto this altar.
他在那时因为对神有完全的信心，他一直把那个祭坛给叠高，然后把水都加进去了。
He's not afraid to get wet because he knows when the rain comes down, he tucks in his cloak, his robe, and he can start running. He'll run super fast, faster than a chariot.
他也不怕雨即将要降下，因为他知道当雨下来的时候，他能够跑得比 马车更快。
While he is gifted,
虽然他是有这个恩赐的。
While he is dedicated,
虽然他也是有这个定力的。
Yeah, 他有这样的意志力。
有意志力的。
然后他是这么的专注去做神的工作。Yet, God is saying, there is a part of your life that you have not given over to me.
但神对他说，你生命当中还有一部分你是没有交托给我的。
You're doing amazing things because I've gifted to you.
你做了很奇妙的事情，因为那是我给你的一个恩赐。
But are you depending on yourself?
但你是依靠你自己吗？
Are you depending on your own ability and your gifting?
你是依靠你自己的能力还有你的恩赐吗？
Or are you truly dependent upon the Spirit and it is because I am with you?
还是你依靠的是你的圣灵，还有知道我是与你同在的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not only Elijah.
弟兄姐妹们，这不只是以利亚的事情。
This is you and me.
这也是你与我会发生的。
We all know that so many things have happened to our church.
我们都知道我们教会里面发生了一些事情。
Losing loved ones.
我们失去了我们所爱的人。
You know, people passing on from this life, we all know that that's a fact of life.
我们都知道，在生命当中，我们是会离去的。
But we would not expect to lose a child.
但我们不会想会失去一个
我们的孩子。对不对？亲人离世，我们毕竟知道这是生命当中我们会碰见的。可是谁会去想到会？失去自己的孩子呢？ Milton died last November, less than a year ago.
Milton 是在去年11月过世的，也就是还在一年之内。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He's good to us.
他对我们是美善的。
He's doing work in our lives.
他在我们生命中在做工。
We continue to walk in faith and grow in faith.
我们也一直在这个成长过程与他行走。
And so we say, Lord, thank you for being with us and thank you for teaching us.
所以我们对我们的主说，谢谢你带领教导我们。
Right, then of course, then as a church family, we're also walking with Pastor Alex and his family as he's dealing with the treatment of his brain cancer.
当然，一个这个教会这个属灵的大家庭，我们也是与刘长老还有他的家人一起在同行，在他这个整个。癌症的过程当中。
And then just this week, our church family, we experienced another loss.
那就在这个礼拜，我们教会这个大家庭又感受到另外一个丧失。
It's not just a loss of a loved one.
那不只是失去一个爱的人。
It's again another loss of a child.
那是失去一个孩子。
A life that by all accounts is right at the tip top.Of happiness and bright future.
这个生命正处于在一个高峰期，有很多喜乐的事情。
And then I have the occasion to fellowship with some of you.
那我当然也有机会与你们分享一些共享一些时间。
While you may not be dealing with the loss of a loved one.
那这个团契里面你们可能没有在没有需要去应对。失去一个亲爱的人。
You're in pain for this family.
但你们也感受为了这个家庭而感受到疼痛。
But in your own life, you are dealing with loss.
那在你们自己生命中，你们也会感觉到这个丧失。
You're dealing with what you would consider as insurmountable pressure and challenge in life.
你们感觉到遇到的是你们没有办法超越的一些挑战在这生命里。
God uses circumstances to speak to us, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神用一些情况来与我们说话。
Because what he's saying is, you need to look to me.
因为他在所说的是，你需要把目光放在我
身上。Or else we would just be like Elijah.
要不然我们就会像以利亚一样。
In his human nature,
在他所有的人性里面。
We start to only set our eyes on the things that we can see.
我们会慢慢开始把我们的目光看到我们能看到的事情
，which is the opposite of having faith，
也就是与有信心相反的事。
Because Proverbs Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is the assurance of things not seen，
因为在希伯来书第十一章第一节告诉我们说，我们所看不到的正是我们的信心。
And it's the certainty of the things that we hope for.
然后要确定我们所
我们信心就是我们能够看见，信心就是我们能够在我们看不见的事上，我们有凭据，我们有盼望的事情上面我们能够确信。So when we stop looking past our circumstances in this physical world, we're not men and women of faith.
所以当我们在我们的这个困境或我们情况当我们的目光只看着我们的困境跟情况，没有办法看过它的时候，那我们就不算是有信心的人。
And when these circumstances come upon us,
当这些情况降在我们生活里面的时候，
and our eyes are not turned to the Lord,
然后我们的目光并没有看向神，
we will be fearful,
我们就会害怕，
and we will run,
我们就会跑。
Because we feel like we need to preserve ourselves.
因为我们总会觉得我们要保护好自己。
In those difficult moments, brothers and sisters, is exactly when we need to listen to God.
所以在那些困难的时期，更是我们特别要聆听神的时候。
You know, Elijah felt so bad.
以利亚是非常在那时候是非常难过的。
He ran.
他逃跑。
He ran to Beersheba.
他逃跑到别士巴。
That's 100 miles of travel.
那是一个100英里的一个旅程。
And then, that's a desert.
那也是同时是一个沙漠。
So it's not a comfortable place. It's not a retreat. It's not a vacation for him.
所以对他来说，那个并不是一个度假，那是一个不舒适的地方。
In a desert place, he found a small little bush.
所以在这个沙漠里面，他找到一个小的草丛。
And he sat down.
他坐下。
He felt bad.
他很难过。
He said, "It's enough now." This is verse 4. He says, "It's enough now, O Lord. Just take my life away, because I'm no better than my fathers."
他说他在那里坐下说，耶和华，现在已经够了，求你取我的性命吧，因为我并不比我的列祖好。
Can you imagine what he's going through?
你能想象他那时所经历的吗？
I think you do.
我想你可以。
His life is on the line.
他的生命非常危险。
He's fearful.
他在恐惧。
He doesn't have his friends and family around him.
他没有家人或朋友在身旁。
He's given up.
他放弃了。
And then on top of that, he recognized that he lost faith.
在那之上呢，他又突然了解他自己已经丧失了信心。
How many of us have faced circumstances in life in which we feel like we're being knocked down?
我们当中是否有人在生命当中觉得有时候我们被重重打了一拳，然后就被倒在地上
？And that our faith is taken a hit.
然后我们的信心也受到打击。
And I know already know I'm not depending on God.
那我们可能清楚我们现在没有依靠的神。
And I already know my life is even more difficult without God.
我们也清楚我们的生命没有神是更困难的。
And then I blame myself on top of that, saying, "Why aren't you more faithful to God? You're not a good Christian."
所以在那所有之上，我又去责备自己，为什么我没有相信神？我不是一个好的基督徒。
I don't want to deal with this in life.
我不想要面对这些生命中的事情。
I don't want to deal with my faithlessness. So God, just take me.
对，我也不想要去面对我现在变成一个没有信心的人。所以神啊，就把我带走吧。
I think we can.Understand what he's dealing with.
我想我们大概都可以了解他所经历的事。
But brothers and sisters, the second thing we want to see about how God speaks and we must listen is this.
但弟兄姐妹们，第二件关于神与我们说话的事情，我们要了解的就是这个。
God speaks through the daily physical provisions He gives you and me.
神与我们沟通的方式也是他每天实体供应给我们的。
God speaks through the physical provisions He gives you and me.
神与我们沟通的方式也是以肉体上面的供应给我们的。
When Elijah is in such a bad place,
当以利亚是在那么糟的处境时
，fleeing from his own home,
他从他自己的家逃跑了
，long distance travel,
走了很远很远的路。
Probably running out of food and water.
可能已经没有水和食物了。
When he doesn't know what else to do, he'd rather die.
所以当他不知道该做什么的时候，他就选择死亡。
Verse 5 tells us that as he lays down to sleep, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And behold, there was by his head a cake baked on hot stone and a jar of water.
所以在第五节，他躺在那罗城树下，突然有一个天使拍他说：“起来吃吧。”他张眼一看，就看见头旁有用炭火烤的饼和一瓶水。
It's not just any bread.
这不是任何的一种火烤的饼。
这不是任何一种饼。It's fresh bread.
是新鲜的饼。
It's the best.
是最好吃的那种饼。
And not only did God provide for him once, verse 7 says, the angel came again a second time.
所以神不只供应了给他一次，在第七节当中，他说神又赐予他的第二次。
You know, we may feel like we're running away and that God is not with us.
那有的时候我们感觉，我们可能正在离神而去，那神没有与我们同在。
But he is.
但他是。
This is why when the Lord teaches us to pray in Matthew 6, he teaches us to pray and say, "Give us today our daily bread."
这也是为什么在马太福音第六章里面，当我们的主教我们怎么祷告时，他说，今天赐给我们这一个
今日的饮食，
今日的饮食，
对，求你赐予。It's not because God won't give you food.
不是说神不给你食物。
It is because God will provide for your daily needs.
他其实是神会给你每天所需要的供应。
Question is, we forget that is from God.
那我们常常其实是会忘记那是从神而来的。
Have we gone hungry?
我们肚子有没有饿呢？
Have we gone homeless?
我们有没有无家可归呢？
Have you run out of clothes to wear?
我们是否没有衣服穿了呢？
Have you really run out of money so that we're destitute?
我们是否完全的没有钱了？
No, because even while we feel like we're not in God's presence, God says, "Your life is in my hand."
对，并不是那样的，因为即便我们没有感受到神与我们同在，神还是对我们说，你的生命是在我手掌中的。
The angel provides for you.
天使会供应给你。
Because the angel is just a servant of God.
那这天使也是神的仆人。
And when we eat that food in front of us, why do we pray and give thanks beforehand?
那当我们在吃饭之前看到我们面前的食物，为什么我们要祷告来感谢呢？
Because God loves you.
因为神爱你。
Because God provides for you.
因为神是那位供应者。
Because while we feel so down, and while we feel so bad and so depressed,
因为我们感觉很没落的时候，我们很难过，我们很低潮的时候呢？
When we feel like we are alone and we feel like God is not with us,
当我们觉得我们是独自在那边，神没有与我们同在的时候，
God is already saying, "You are in my care."
神已经在跟你说，你是在我的眷顾之中的。
Do we hear that?
我们听得到吗？
Are we listening?
我们有好好聆听吗？
Do we see His love?
我们看得到他对我们的爱吗？
After Elijah.Ate the food.
当以利亚吃完这些供应给他的食物后，
This is some amazing spiritual food.
这是非常属灵的食物。
He eats it.
他吃了。
Then he has energy for 40 days and 40 nights.
他吃了之后，他在后面的40天40晚都有力量，都有体力。
And that's because he had another 260 miles to go.
然后他那也主要是因为他还有260英里。要去行走。
He ran all the way to Mount Horeb.
他一路跑到
何烈山。何烈山。
何烈山。
Mount Horeb is Mount Sinai.
何烈山也就是
西乃山。
西乃山。
It is where Moses met God in the burning bush.
这也就是摩西所在这个燃烧的草丛里面遇到神的地方。
It is also where Moses received the Ten Commandments.
也是摩西拿到十个诫命的地方。
But when Elijah went to Mount Horeb, he found a cave and he hid himself in the cave.
但当以利亚到了那边的时候，他看到一个山洞，他就躲在那个山洞里。
Verse 9 says, he came to a cave and he lodged in it. He stayed in it. He didn't want to come out anymore.
那第九节说，他进了这个洞以后，他就待在那个洞里面，他不想要出来了。
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him.
那神的话语在这个时候就来到他这边。
And he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah?
他对以利亚说，你在这里干什么？
Elijah responded to God by saying, well, I've been very jealous for the Lord, meaning very zealous, okay? You are the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword, and I, even I only, am left. And now they seek my life to take it away.
所以当神问以利亚，你在这里干什么？以利亚说，我为耶和华万军的神大发热心。也就是他对神是非常有这个热情的。因为以色列人背弃了你的约，拆毁了你的祭坛，用刀杀死了你的众先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还在寻索要取去我的性命。
God asked Elijah, what are you doing here?
所以我们的神问以利亚说，你在这里做什么？
You know, this question was raised to him again in verse 13.
那在第十三节呢？这个问题又对他问了一次。
Same exact question.
一模一样的问题。
What are you doing here, Elijah?
以利亚，你在这里做什么
？And you know how he responded to God?
那你知道他怎么回神的吗
？The same exact way.
也是用一模一样的方式回答他。
The same exact way.
一模一样的方式。
I've been so jealous for you. I've been serving you. I'm dedicated to you. All these people are evil.Everybody turned their back on you. I'm the only one who served you. I'm the only one who loved you. Now I'm the only one left. And then they want to kill me.
所以他又说了一次同样的话。他对神是大发热心。现在只剩下他一个先知，然后他们在寻找他，要夺去他的生命。
Did he hear God?
他有听到神吗？
God spoke to him.
神对他说话了。
Did he hear God?
但他有听到神吗？
God asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
神问他说：“你在这里做什么，以利亚？”
All the things he told God,
所有他所回复神的
are things God knows.
都是神已经知道的事。
He's really just complaining.
他其实只是在抱怨而已。
And he's just feeling bad.
他非常难过。
Actually, some of what he says is not even true.
有些他所说的事情甚至是不属实的。
Because he felt that he's the only person left.
因为他觉得他是唯一剩下的那位人。
But verse 18, God told him later on that there are 7,000 people who's just like you. You're not the only one.
但神在第十八节跟他说，其实还有剩下像你的人还有7,000个人，你不是那唯一剩下的。
Brothers and sisters, how often has God spoken to you?
所以弟兄
and you don't know what God is saying.
弟兄姐妹们，你们觉得神有多少时间是试着在跟你们讲话，但是你没有去了解他在说什么
？Where are you in your life right now？
你在你的生命中哪一个阶段
？Are you in some kind of cave？
你是在那个所谓的山洞里面吗
？Are you running away because of circumstances？
你是否遇到一些情况，你正在逃跑当中呢
？You feel like I've served God。
你是否感觉我在服侍神
？Or I have served God，
还是我之前有服侍过神
？I believe in God，
我相信神。
I'm doing something for God，
我在为神做，正在做些什么
？But now I don't feel Him anymore，
但现在我感受不到他。
Or now the pressures of life is mounting， I have to tend to my own life，
或现在因为现实生活所的压力一直在加大，所以我必须要去面对。
Life's tough, so I have to tend to it more.
因为生命变得越来越困难，所以
I don't want God much anymore.
所以我必须要把我的重心放在处理这些事情上面。
And yet, all this time, you feel bad, so you find a cave and you hide in it.
然后在这个情况里的时候，你就找了一个山洞躲了起来。
But because God loves you,
因为神爱你
，so He's going to say, "What are you doing?"
所以他会说你在做什么呢
？What are you doing here?
你在这里做什么？
And do you understand what that question means?
那当 他问你这个问题的时候，你懂得他的意思吗？
Even Elijah, this great man of God, didn't understand. Oftentimes, I think we don't understand either.
所以，即便是以利亚，他都不晓得这个意思是什么，我们可能更难去了解。
But God is so good.
但神是多么的美善。
Because God knows that we don't understand His question.
因为神本身知道我们不了解他所问的问题。
That's why He asked the question again.
所以他又问了一次那个问题。
You know, in the movies, they often make God this fear, you know, the voice of a fearsome, fearful, thundering voice.
所以在电影里面呢，他们时常把神的声音，描述的或展现的好像是一个很大很让人家恐惧的一个声音。
What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here?
以利亚，你在这里做什么？
Or what are you doing here, Elijah?
或以利亚，你到底在这边做什么？
As if because God is fearsome and all powerful.That he's only always trying to judge us.
好像因为我们的神是无所不能，那么有力量的，我们就以为他时常是在审判我们。
You know, God is not saying what is wrong with you, Elijah.
神并不是在问说，出了什么错。
对，神不是在对以利亚说，你有问题吗？ What's wrong with you? Where's your faith?
你的信心呢？
You call yourself a prophet of God?
你说你自己是神的先知吗？
You call yourself someone who's been jealous for God and serving God only?
你说你是一个为神大发热心只服侍他的那个人吗？
What are you doing hiding in the cave?
那你躲在洞里面干嘛呢？
You know, you and I feel that way.
你知道你与我也都会感受到这样
子。Thankfully, we're not God.
还好我们不是神。
Because God is working on Elijah's heart.
因为神正在以利亚的心里面动工。
God is saying, Elijah, you're on your own right now.
神对以利亚说，你现在是自己一个人。
But I've not given up on you.
但我没有放弃你。
So where am I in your life?
所以我在你的生命当中，我处在哪里呢？
God told Elijah in verse 11, he says, look, you need to come out. You need to come out.
在第十一节里面，耶和华对以利亚说，你需要出来，你出来站在山上。
对， you have to come out, you have to stand on the mountain before me, because I'm going to pass by.
他说，你出来站在山上。在我耶和华面前，因为我要从你面前经过。
God wants to show himself to Elijah.
神想要将他自己显现在以利亚面前。
God wants to show himself in your life.
神也想要在你的生命中显现他自己给你看。
God wants to show himself in our church.
神也希望他能够也要显现他在我们教会当中。
But you need to get out of the cave.
但你必须要从这个山洞先出来。
You need to get out of your hiding place.
你要从你所躲藏的这个点跑出来。
We have to hear God's voice and we have to respond.
我们要听到神的声音，然后我们要有所回应。
Elijah, at that point, he got the message.
以利亚在那时，他就了解神真正在说什么。
Because he knows the reason God is calling him out is because God wants to speak to him.
因为他知道神要他出来的原因是神要跟他说话。
And so in order for him to hear God's voice, he needs to first determine where God is.
所以他如果想要听到神对他说话，他需要先知道神在哪里。
It's so interesting that as God says, you got to come out and stand before me.
当神说你需要出来在我耶和华面前是非常有趣的一件事。
The Bible tells us that first,A great and strong wind that tore the mountain and broke the rocks in pieces flew by his cave.
圣经告诉我们，在耶和华面前有强烈的大风，山崩石碎，这个都发生在这个洞口前。
demonstrates the power of God.
这样子，显现了神的力量。
No, it's God's wind, the powerful east wind that blew the Red Sea open so that it demonstrates His greatness.
这也是，同样把红海给破成两半的那个风。
But God was not in there.
但神并不在这风里面。
God displays His power.
神会显现他的力量。
Sometimes we want to see God's miracles.
很多时候我们想要看到神的神迹。
But God is not there.
但神不在那边。
Then earthquake happened.
之后地震发生了。
Shakes the ground.
把这个地就震得。
Fearful.
很可怕。
Loud noise.
非常大声。
But God was not in it.
但神也不在那里面。
And then a blazing fire came through.
之后，地震过后有火。
Wasn't God the one who used fire to consume the altar only days ago?
几天前，耶和华不是才用了这个火把这个祭坛整个给毁灭？
Yeah, 消灭。
消灭。
A great and awesome display of His power.
这让我们清楚地看到他的力量。
Wind.Earthquake, fire, they're loud, they're powerful, they're fearsome.
风、地震与火都是非常强烈的，也非常可怕的。
But Elijah discovered that God is not in it.
但以利亚发现耶和华并不在这些当中。
Because after the fire,
因为在火之后
a whispering voice came to him.
在火之后有个低微柔和的声音，出现了。
Some old translation says the still small voice.
有些旧的翻译是说一个很小、很轻微的一个声音。
Yeah. ESV says the sound of that low whisper is heard by Elijah.
那这个低微柔和的声音就让以利亚听见了。
That's when Elijah wrapped his face in cloak and he went out because he knew that that is the Lord.
那当以利亚听见后，他就用自己的外衣蒙着脸走出去，因为他知道这就是耶和华。
Why is God's voice a low whisper?
为什么耶和华的声音是低微柔和的呢？
Because God's voice is a comforting voice.
因为耶和华的声音是一个能够安慰的声音。
The wrath of God and the judgment of God is upon those who turn their lives away from Him.
神的有所的审判是对着那些把生命离他而去的那些人。
God's thundering judgment is against sin.
神那大的声音所对的是罪。
他那神的震怒，神的震怒和他那如雷电的那种声音是对罪的审判。But when God speaks to His children,
但当神与他的儿女讲话时
，When God speaks to His children, especially those who are hurting,
特别是对那些在疼痛当中的儿女
，especially dealing with difficult circumstances.
特别是对那些正在一个不好的处境里的那些儿女
God's voice is a tender, whispering, comforting voice.
神的声音是低微柔和富有安慰的一个声音
It is also a whispering voice.
它也是一个低微的声音
Because He wants us to pay attention to Him.
它声音是用小小低微的声音出现是因为他要我们的注意力是放在他身上。
You can't miss the sound that comes from God's display of power in fire, in earthquake, and when you can't miss that.
因为当神在展现他的力量的时候呢，那个声音是很大的，我们不可能错过这个声音。
That's overwhelming.
这个是非常庞大的。
But that's not His voice in speaking to us.
但那不是他与他儿女对话的声音。
He wants us to pay attention to Him.
他要我们注意力放在他身上
Because he is important.
因为他是那么重要
Because we need him.
因为我们认识他
我们需要他
我们需要他
Because he is our dependent.
因为他是我们能够依靠的
So we want to pay attention to him.
所以我们要把注意力放在他身上。
And you know, when Elijah tuned his ear to God, he knows where God is. He's now listening.
那当以利亚把自己调整能够听到耶和华的时候，他就开始聆听了。
And the rest of that passage, when he's ready to listen to God,
当他准备好聆听神的时候呢，
God told him,
神跟他说，
You belong to me,
你是属于我的，
and your life has great purpose.
然后你的生命是富有意义的。
I'm not done with you.
我对你还有很多的安排。
He told him that he's going to anoint kings.
他说他要去高冕这些国王。
He says you're going to go find a prophet to take over your ministry.
他也与以利亚说，你要再去找之后的一个先知来做你现在所做的工。
He corrected him and saying, you think you're alone, but there are 7,000 others like you that I preserved.
他也告诉他，你认为你现在只剩下一个人，但其实外面还有7,000个像你这样的。
And he says now,Return through the same way that you came down.
然后他与他说，你现在就用同样的方法回去。
When he ran away, he was alone.
当他逃跑的时候，他是一个人。
He chose his own direction.
他选择了自己的方向。
He depended on his own ways.
他依靠了自己的方法。
But God says, now you travel back the same road.
但神现在跟他说，你用同样的方法回去。
But everything is different.
但事情是完全不一样。
Because he now has a purpose.
因为你现在有了一个目的。
He now has God going with him.
你有神与你一起同行。
He's now no longer fearful.
你也不再惧怕。
And God gently corrected him.
然后神是非常温柔的去纠正他。
And comforted him.
然后安慰了他。
There are 7,000 others, brothers and sisters, that are going to be.Doing the same work as you do, you're not alone.
外面还有7,000位弟兄姐妹会做像你在做的事情，你并不是一个人。
Then Elijah heard God.
那在当时，以利亚就听到神。
Then he listened, and he heard his Lord.
在那时，以利亚真正的聆听了，他就听到我们的主。
The scripture tells us so beautifully in verse 19. So Elijah departed from there.
所以在第十九节就说，以利亚就从那里离开了。
Got out of his cave.
从这个山洞里面离开了。
Heard the voice of God.
听到了神的声音。
Renewed his purpose in life.
又找到他在生命中的这个使命。
Found his faith.
找到了找回他的信心。
And under the grace of God, he's headed back towards the danger that he once fled.
在神的恩典之下，他又回去到他原本所从那里逃跑的这个危险。
God is speaking to you.
神在跟你们说话吗？
不是，神在跟你说话。
神在跟你说话。
He's speaking to you through your circumstance.
神正在用你所在的处境在跟你说话。
He's also speaking to you in his loving, caring, tender provisions in your lives.
他也是利用他在你生命当中所供应给你的。在与你说话。
And he's waiting for you to come out of the cave.
他就在等你从这个山洞里面出来。
He's asking us to pay attention to his low whispering voice.
他在要求我们对他这个温柔又小声的声音把我们的注意力给他。
And then we will grow in our faith.
这样我们就能在我们的信心成长。
Because we see the unseen.
因为我们看到看不到的。
And we can perceive with our hearts.
我们可以用我们的心来来去认知。
And then we know God is with us.
我们就知道神是与我们同在。
That's what he wants to speak to you and me and to our church.
这也是为什么他要与你与我与我们教会说话。
We don't want anything else in our lifeTo become crisis, so that we listen to God.
我们不要在生命中再发生更多不好的事情，才来聆听神。
He is speaking.
他正在说话。
May we all listen.
我们正在聆听。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
I thank you that you're God who never gives up.
我们谢谢你是不放弃我们的神。
I thank you that you're God who's full of patience.
谢谢你是那么有耐心的神。
I thank you that you're God who knows our circumstances and you know our weaknesses.
也是那位了解我们情况还有我们软弱的那位神。
Yet you cover us with your grace and your mercy.
你赐给了我们你的恩典还有怜悯。
When we lose faith,
当我们丧失信心，
when we become fearful,
当我们害怕，
you don't condemn us,
你不会指责我们，
but you want to call us back to you.
但你想要呼召我们回去到你身旁。
Because as terrible and difficult life and circumstances may be,
因为即便生命中有很多不好的事情发生，
Nothing is more fearful than being away from you.
没有什么比从你身旁离开更可怕。
You know the danger and the loneliness and the depression that we would have if we are away from you.
你知道如果我们从你身旁离开，你非常了解我们会所遇到的低潮，我们还有我们遇到的危险。
Holy Spirit, may you speak to us.
圣灵啊，请你与我们说话。
And help us to hear you.
帮助我们听到你。
When you ask us, where are you?
当你问我们我们在哪里时，帮助我们听到你所问的问题。
Why are you here?
为什么你在这里？
What are you doing?
你在这里做什么？
That we can hear you, and we can hear your will in our lives.
所以我们能够听到你，能够听到你在我们生命中所有的方向。
You have your will.
你有你的用意。
You have a direction.
你有你的方向。
You have a purpose for us to live.
你对我们如何生活是有一个意义在里面的。
May we catch that vision and follow faithfully.
请你帮助我们能够看到然后跟随。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.